since 1988.
Kermit Cain doesn't want to talk about it anymore. The sexual harassment questions. The Greek prime minister, he won't be talking very long. He's going to resign. In the meantime, what about all the questions that matter to you and me? The true buzz in our backyards. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the week. Hope you had a great weekend, had a chance to kick back and not think about any of this before we get down to the nitty-gritty. I know it's like a machine. It keeps on turning in Washington. And why we're caught up in some of the nonsense we're caught up in, we ask ourselves that each and every single week, don't we? So now we're officially a year away from 2012, the election that is. How many people are going to vote? What's going to happen when we all leave and the votes are counted? We're into primary season almost when it comes to the Republicans. The first one out of the gate is New Hampshire. We're going to be broadcasting from New Hampshire on January 10th. Can you imagine what that'll be like? Snowbound. It's freezing. And everybody thinks they're winning. I'm kidding. It'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait to do that. And then the following week, we're going to be in Washington talking about health care. Same thing. It's the carryover. A lot of things that were supposed to happen didn't happen, haven't been implemented. And there still is the Supreme Court challenge coming up to the individual mandate. That'll happen, I think, somewhere around June and have a little bit of a significant bounce on the election, I think. Because the individual mandate, remember that was that whole hiring thing with the IRS. We got to hire all these people because they got to go after the people who aren't getting health insurance so that we can get money from them to pay the fine. But will that really become a reality? The highest court in the land will be looking at it. I think at the very latest June, maybe it happens a little bit sooner than that. Coming up at the end of the hour, Andy Williams has a big announcement. Our George Russell has an interesting way of looking at it in his Rock Talk Radio news moment. But we're a long way away from the exit from this hour. Let's start first with what I think is some of the important stuff. Over the weekend in the parade of talking heads, we had another straw poll. And in this straw poll, Ron Paul won. It was in Illinois. He won with 52% of the vote in online and total votes. The former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney, ultimately carried the Illinois in-person voting with 35%. What's interesting about this straw poll, because we've had a bunch now, if you're keeping track of this, about 3,600 votes, much bigger than the large states like Ohio, Florida, California, because they also had straw polls. This is a big one. Ultimately, their primary is March 20th. So you know, because I think it's interesting, somebody sent me an email about this. Well, how does the whole straw poll thing work? Because I've never done it. You have to kick in a $5 contribution in Illinois that any voter could have cast a ballot in it, but they have to give a $5 contribution to the state party. So Paul walks away with that. He also had some thoughts because he had a chance to jump in on the Fox Sunday show. He had some thoughts on Iran. Iran is so close to a nuclear weapon, I can't tell you. I mean, it's not a secret. We know it. That's the concern. And you see that constantly, time in and time again, the 19 sanctions that have been leveled out of Iran don't seem to do anything to dial down the want for a nuclear weapon. Some of you listening to me, and I bet there's some of you, say, who cares? We don't care. Let them do what they want to do. The problem with that is, of all the places in the world where you don't want someone to have their finger on the button, the one place you really don't want it is in Iran. And with this nuclear ramp up, tensions are running high, without a doubt. The UN nuclear watchdog should release this week or they will, I'm sure, a very detailed report on research in Iran. Where are they headed? How close are they? What's going on? So the International Atomic Energy Agency document has had, there's been so much speculation over it, and Israel, they're ready to strike against the Iranian nuclear sites. In fact, they're pressing for people to jump on board. Russia and China, I don't think, really are excited about this report being released either. In fact, they are pushing against it. They're pushing against the whole idea of how to solve what's going on with Iran. Iran will constantly say that it's not atomic weapons ambitions, that it's just producing electricity. That's what we're doing. Raise your hand, America, because we have special infrared glasses. Raise your hand if you buy that line from that country, that they're just producing electricity. I see very few hands. In fact, I see no hands. I think that what we'll see is it's definitely atomic bomb making that's going on. They're looking at a bomb trigger and a computer modeling of nuclear weapons. So is that about power? I don't think so. Ron Paul, when he was asked about Iran, takes a little bit of a different tact on this. He thinks it's better to make friends. That's the best way to handle this.
Maybe being offering friendship to them. I mean, didn't we talk to the Soviets? Didn't we talk to the Chinese? They had thousands of these weapons, and we worked our way through the Cold War.
See, and he's saying that a lot of this might be blown out of proportion. He says that tough penalties are a mistake because, like Iraq, they only hurt the locals, and it still ended up being a war in Iraq. Now, what Paul is saying puts him at odds with, obviously, the Obama administration, but I doubt he cares about that. It's not about that, especially he's running for president on the Republican side of things. But he's saying, well, why can't we just be friendly with them? Maybe if we were friends, that would help. Didn't we do that before? How many people think that would work? See, I just can't go there. As much as I like a lot of the things Ron Paul says, I can't agree with him there. I don't think so. I don't think Ahmadinejad is going to extend his hand in friendship if we did the same. If we did that, it would be rejected. There's absolutely no way that we can have a friendship with this guy or the Supreme Ayatollah. I don't see that either. By the way, Condi Rice threw in her two cents on Obama and terror, says thumbs up, he's doing a good job.
I think President Obama has done a number of things right, particularly in the war on terror. And I think that President Obama has indeed carried the war on terror forward in a very effective way.
Ooh, Condi. Condi's been talking a lot lately because she's got a book coming out. She also talked about Iran, too, saying that Israel defend itself against Iran. See, and then there's a question of, as I already said, who's going to throw in with Israel? Can we afford not to help Israel if they need help? It's pretty clear that you got to get tough with Iran, I think. I'm going to agree with Condi Rice when she says you got to get tough with the Iranians. There's no doubt that what's going on there has nothing to do with power. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep
him coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. If we can count, 5.6 quake rocking Oklahoma. Herman Cain raising $2 million despite the fact that he's dipping down in the polls and not answering the question about the sexual harassment of the three women. That whole story is not going to leave him until everything comes out, I believe, because of what's happened with the people around him. As Jay in Kentucky, a caller, said earlier here on America Tonight, and I've said all along, one thing you have to have in play, you can be, and this is what a lot of us crave, we always say we don't want the career politician, but the problem is you definitely need the career campaigners to be around those kind of people, because you, it's like anything. If you have a business, you start a business and you can afford the best consultant, you get that consultant. It's like starting a business and not having a business plan. As I have done, and if I have done the other, when you have a plan, it's better. You have to have a roadmap. Everyone tells you that. You think you know better, and then you start to get into problems because you didn't have the plan mapped out in the first place. And I think with Cain, the plan wasn't mapped out enough, because it should have been, he should have been vetted enough that the sexual harassment thing, you know it's there. You know it, there's the potential of it coming out. So what are you going to say? How do you handle it? How do you get in front of it?
if I'm his campaign person, naturally, that's what I'm addressing before we even get into the campaign. So there's a strategy. So you know that you're going to get peppered with questions. What are the answers? What are you trying to do? If you didn't do anything, if you truly, it was to your side of it, harmless, whatever the answers are, whatever you're providing, you want to get in front of that story. And he didn't have any of those people. You know what you contrast that with? Barack Obama. He's a freshman senator. He's not a career politician in Washington. He might have been building up to the day of getting to that point, and he knew how to speak. He had that gift, certainly, and had books out already. But the people around him were very good at what they did. They knew how to position him. They knew how to get him from point A to point B and the places to put him in. And that's exactly what they did. They executed it brilliantly, and he was elected. And the same thing is happening now. Two people were in the White House. Those two people were the people that helped get him elected, Robert Gibbs, David Axelrod. They bail out of the White House. They're in Chicago, have been there for a while, working on campaign strategies. Herman Cain could absolutely have had some really good campaign people around him, or even great PR people. Somebody schooled in this doesn't and is falling through the trap door. He still is able to raise the money, the $2 million, amazing in a week because he wasn't raising that kind of money. So people are interested in this. They feel like it's a witch hunt. They feel like the media is dogging him, a lot of people. They feel like it's not fair, and how come this isn't happening to other people and all that sort of stuff. So ultimately, there are people on, if you want to call it sides, Cain's side, but does it kill the campaign? And the campaign gets weaker and weaker every single day, the more that this is just blowing around out there. The more that continues to linger, the doubts then start to creep in a little bit more. I do a segment every once in a while called Fair or Foul, and I've got a really interesting couple of fair or fouls. The U.S. Supreme Court, and probably because of everything that's going on, I always say the buzz in your backyard. This should be buzz in your backyard. Let me back up for a second. Have you ever been driving along in outside of your neighborhood or on a highway and you see those crosses? And sometimes you see specific crosses. It could be for, you know, it's an accident, but it could be for an accident that involved police. It could just be for some young kids in a car. It could be for some horrific, you don't know what it is, but you know that somebody died there. And I always look at it wherever I am. I always see that. It always catches my eye. And there are those in my neighborhood. I've seen them outside of my neighborhood, and I think, oh, how sad. Somebody must have gotten clipped, or something happened. Who knows what the story is? I don't know. But I see the crosses there, and I feel horrible for the family, because that's what that's about. They're trying to mark the spot. So the U.S. Supreme Court gave a victory to the American Atheists and Company, that's the name of the group. They didn't want to hear an appeal to a lower court ruling that required the Utah Highway Patrol Association to remove memorial crosses for fallen troopers from public properties and strip its name from the crosses no matter where they are. And boy, what? I don't understand the harm of that. Why? I don't understand why they couldn't have the crosses on these properties, because they weren't huge crosses. We're not talking about some giant garish thing. I don't understand why they couldn't, you know, why they couldn't keep them out there. And this is, you know, this is the thing. There's something about marking these spots that is very significant to people. So unfortunately, the significance of that is lost because this atheist group felt that they shouldn't do it. Why do we have crosses? It's not right to have the crosses there on these properties because they shouldn't be allowed to be there because of the religious overtones. Whew. Whoa. Wow. And again, if you're an atheist, an agnostic, any of that, it's not a, to me, it's not about that. To me, it's about, can't we let people live how they want to live? Somebody wants to mark a spot of some terrible thing that happened. We're not talking about some giant Franco graveyard, huge cross, which, by the way, that's why I went to his gravesite. It's like in the side of a mountain. We're not talking about that. We're saying those, it's like those white crosses. They might be marked. They have a name on it, that kind of stuff. And it says Highway Patrol. But how sad. And can you imagine telling the families that? Because this has been around for a while. So now the Highway Patrol group, the Utah Highway Patrol Association, they have to remove the crosses. They had to remove the crosses and then tell the families. Oh, that would be the worst. Making that phone call, geez, I hate to tell you, I don't even know how you'd start that. If I had the job of doing it, of course I would figure out a way to have, and I would have massive compassion for the families, but I would hate to be the person that had to do that, because it would go against every grain in my body. I mean, it's so irritating to me and makes completely no sense. Why is that so offensive to anyone to have a cross? I mean, why? Why is that? There is a thing about marking certain areas, and I think that's fair. I think it's foul to do that to those families. Even if they could have just left the ones in place, what if they said, okay, here's the ruling, we'll grandfather this in, and moving forward, we won't allow this. But for here, for now, because these have been around for however long, we'll leave them in place. We'll leave them in place, but moving forward, we won't allow that. But no, they couldn't do that. So I'm going to say it's big time foul. Very foul. You think of Veterans Day, and you think of the military, and you think of how personal, and law enforcement, you think how personal that is. And to me, that is the ultimate slap in the face. A highway patrol person who loses their life, and then they have to get this random phone call about, sorry, we lost in court, so we're going to have to remove that. That is rough. All right, as I said, it's about the numbers, and coming up, oh boy, do we have numbers for you. We're going to get to those numbers coming up around the bend, and it includes a New York City marathon record. Another thing that probably got lost, it always every year, you know, the New York City Marathon, so many people compete in it. One of our sports shorts, we featured the New York City Marathon and all the boroughs that you go through. We'll tell you what the winner did. Pretty shocking. Big time record. Coming up.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Racing in the New York City Marathon. Well, Kenya's Joffrey Mutah set a course record on Sunday, cut 3 minutes, almost 3 minutes, from a best time that stood for 10 years. He finished 2 hours, 5 minutes, 6 seconds. Whew, that is fast. Yep, all top three finishers, by the way, beat the previous course record. Man, I don't know how these people do that. You got to think about running a marathon and to be able to do it in that kind of time. By the way, Mutah is also a Boston Marathon winner. He won in April. He had a world best time then with 2 hours and 3 minutes, 2 seconds. But that record isn't recognized internationally. This one was recognized internationally. I'd say pretty cool, pretty cool. The annual event started in 1970. Only 127 runners. Then 55 finished the whole thing. It went through Central Park. They went around Central Park over and over and over again. You want to know how many they have now? This year, 47,107. And they added, maybe a decade or so ago, which I think is tremendous, wheelchair and hand cycle divisions for the race. So that's pretty wild. You think about it. Think about the amount of people doing that race. It's something to see. It's fascinating to be on the other side of maybe the Brooklyn Bridge or somewhere and actually watch everyone go by. I think it's a neat thing to be a part of, whether you're in the race or you're just
which I can't imagine, or you're just watching the race from one of many great parts of the city where you can stand and see thousands and thousands of people running. It wasn't about running, except for running from what you thought was the earth maybe swallowing you up. But in Oklahoma, Sparks, Oklahoma especially, there were a couple of buildings that were rocked and certainly swayed. It sounded like kind of a jumbo jet in the air, sucking the air out. If you've ever been in an earthquake, you know what that feels like. A red brick chimney collapsed in one neighborhood. A roof caved in. There were certainly some things that happened. Pictures fell off the wall and things crashed and whatnot. But nobody was killed. And there were only a few minor injuries. That's terrific. It happened on Saturday. 5.6 earthquake. Aftershocks, 10 of them on Sunday. Can you imagine? Oklahoma, they say, typically had about 50 earthquakes a year until 2009. Then, and the earthquakes we're talking about were nothing burger kind of earthquakes. But then the numbers spiked, and so people started to look at, ooh, is this something else? Is this the natural gas that there's pipelines in there for and whatnot that they're getting out? And the answer, the seismologists say, no, that's not what it is, that we're just talking about shifts in the earth's crust, and that's why that's happening. It's got to make a few people a little bit nervous, though, I would say, because they're not used to feeling an earthquake. They're used to the shock of tornadoes, but not the earthquakes and not all the aftershocks. And scientists are really kind of stymied by what's the seismic stuff going on here, because is this the fault thing? And earthquakes basically that hit east of the Rocky Mountains are very, very tough to figure out. They're tough to pinpoint because the fault systems, of course, what do you think? Why would you think that is? If you're a seismologist, are you studying fault systems that aren't in California or like major faults anyway, like the San Andreas Fault in Cali? And the answer is, of course not. A lot of people are looking at the injection wells, the natural gas companies, the hydraulic fracturing or fracking is what it is, which breaks the shale and the rock to release the natural gas. But the injection wells then, of course, get rid of the fluid by injecting it back into the ground. The seismologists are saying, no, that that's not what it is at all, that it's just the shifting of the earth. But to have dishes and lamps and TVs fall to the ground, and it's 5.6, some of the people were saying they can't believe it's only 5.6 because of the things that busted in their homes. They were surprised, but that didn't make any sense. All right, let's move to another one, moving from earthquakes to something completely different, earthquakes of a different sort. Herman Cain, everybody's wondering what's going to happen to his campaign and certainly what's going to happen to his numbers because of the support that he's enjoyed over the last, really, 5 weeks. The support is starting to dip. Reuters Ipsos did a poll. The poll showed that the percentage of Republicans who view Cain favorably dropped 9 points. That's 257 from 66 points a week ago. So there's a definite drop there. He just kept climbing. And the majority of people, 53%, believe sexual harassment allegations against Cain are true, despite his denials. Republicans were less likely to believe they're true, 39% thinking that they are accurate. Remember, this broke a week ago, Sunday night, by Politico, and it was all anonymous. He's saying that the claims are baseless and that he is wrongfully accused. All three women have accused him of sexual harassment from his time as a top lobbyist in this National Restaurant Association, because he was the head of that. And one woman, and we all know this story by now, has gone so far as to say, I don't want to speak because I don't want to be harassed by the media and chased down like a hunted dog. and then lose my job or have people think certain things of me or whatever, but I'll speak through my lawyer. And through her lawyer, she says she was the victim of what she's calling a series of inappropriate behaviors and unwanted advances by Kane in 1999. Here's the truth of this whole matter. No matter what, the more that polls come out and show things like that, the more that he's dogged by the questions and gets upset, the more that he has these inexperienced people around him that are doing nothing to put him, cast him in a better light or get in front of the allegations and scandal that's ensued and how it's taken over the campaign, the more they continue to hurt him. Because whatever the story is, nobody's going to think anything after a while. A week is a very long time for a story to hang on. So this story has hung on for over a week. Over a week. All right, this is interesting. This, in fact, may be one of the more interesting stories that I've heard of late when it comes to politicians. There were so many jokes that were done about John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, playing golf with the president. And now the Speaker, because he's also asked about this, he's saying that Obama is engaging in class warfare, and he's by pushing for higher taxes for wealthy people. And Boehner is saying that his relationship with the president has grown a little frosty. That's what he calls it, a little frosty. I bet it's a little frosty. He said they, remember they played around the golf last summer. They were trying to bridge the gap between the two parties, and that they seemed to have a good relationship, but in the past 5 months, there's your number, it has been reduced. Month by month by month, it just gets worse. Can you believe that? I'm sure you're not shocked by that. And the reasons are obvious, because of what's going on with the deficit, because of the mighty pull between the Democrats and the Republicans, and we'll see if the super committee comes up with a way to cut $1 trillion out of the budget, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Speaking of not holding your breath, Billy Graham isn't holding his breath because he wants to have every breath he can so he can blow out the candles on his cake. Billy Graham, probably one of the most famous preachers of all time in America, 93. Yep. Do you believe it? Yep. Happy birthday to Billy Graham. He's celebrating in his home in North Carolina. Do you know he has published 30 books? His latest, Nearing Home, which is just a collection of advice for financial planning and the Christian view of death and reflections on life in general, and his writing, I'm sure, has probably changed as he's reaching his own mortality or realizing his own mortality, but 93 years old. Of course, he stepped away a while ago from public ministry of any sort, but he still is a confidant to presidents, all presidents, no matter what party they call Billy Graham and other people. And he still is writing or dictating books to people, because 30 is incredible in his lifetime, in his lifespan, to have 30. And he was somebody who was close to JFK. He was close to George Bush. So it wasn't about the stripes of the person in office. It was about the other side of things for them. So happy birthday to Billy Graham. Coming up on the flip side, Andy Williams had some news of his own that ties in to George Russell's Rock Minute. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Talking about Billy Graham, the Reverend, and the fact that he's in his 90s and has come up with his 30th book. Annie Williams, the singer, 83 years old, and back in his heyday especially, he was known for his Christmas shows and still does his Christmas shows at Moon River. Moon River was the Moon River Theater is the one that he founded. And that song, probably his most popular. He's done lots of concerts in Branson, Missouri. And he decided that he would pop some scary news to people who has rabid fans, to people that were there in the audience. And our George Russell tied it in to his own plight, where he's been in the dark for quite some time.
I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News. 41 years I've been playing the guitar, and boy, was it helpful this last week. 137 hours without power. Wow. I've met plenty of musicians throughout my life, and I know one thing about them all. They never give up, no matter what confronts them. That's Next. You grew up listening to his music, and in the next month or two, you'll be singing it again. This guy had 18 gold and 3 platinum albums in his career. The Golden Voice singer had a string of hits in the 50s and 60s, including Can't Get Used to Losing You. But he is best known for his version of Moon River. This past Saturday night, speaking to reporters with a full grin smile and a full audience, he announced he has bladder cancer. Andy Williams, 83 years old and 74 years in the music business. His appearance on Saturday night at the Moon River Theater was a surprise to the audience, and it brought them to their feet. He said to them, "I do have cancer of the bladder, but that is no longer a death sentence. People with cancer are getting through this thing. They're kicking it, and they're winning more and more every year, and I'm going to be one of them." I believe he will. Whether you're Andy Williams, who's been in the music business for 74 years, or you're like myself with no power and talking to the walls for a whole week, or going through your own challenges in life, we have a saying in the music business that's been keeping us going for a long time. Rock on. Incorporate that into your world and things will seem just a little bit easier. I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News.
All right, rock on, George. It's pretty tough. It's I talked to George. They had over 30 feet in Nashua in that area and didn't have any power, so that was pretty rough. Because they couldn't restore the power. So they should talk to the people in Connecticut. The people in Connecticut are still fuming because deadlines have passed and they haven't gotten power either. And remember, this storm is over a week. So a day, one thing. 8 days, 7 days, yeah, that's completely different. I've talked about this before, but of all the times ever I've been in a situation where we've had the power go out, knock on wood, it has been a very short amount of time. And of course, because I don't want to sound preachy, but because I had it pounded into me and got caught several times where I wasn't prepared for emergencies, I finally can say, yeah, I've got those candles and I've got those flashlights and I know where everything is. And I'm pretty much emergency prepared for some things anyway. There's still many more things I could do to be that much better at it. You just don't think. It's like anything, and we can't help it. I always say the buzz in your own backyard, because there are things that are similar that we all go through, but there are also differences. Weather's one of them. Somebody who lives in North Carolina, they always know the possibility of a hurricane and the pounding they take on the shores and beach erosion and all that stuff. And it's different from somebody in Oklahoma who, not expecting earthquakes, but having to deal with tornadoes, or the common denominator for any of us, fire. God forbid any of you listening to me should go through some wicked fire experience. And you just don't think it's going to happen to you, but then it does. And then that panic moment sets in, and you're just reaching for, what is it I have to do? What do I have to grab? What am I missing? That kind of thing. And if you had a bag full of stuff, even in your trunk, water, think about it, a little bit of food, your important papers, the lights, the flashlights, blankets, or whatever it is that you need, then you wouldn't be in that situation. But I'm guilty. We all do it. And certainly on this show and the shows around this, you've heard that a lot, and it doesn't hit us. We just don't heed our own advice. In the case of George, he was in the garage mostly. He had blankets, all that kind of stuff. So he was okay, but he was climbing the walls, like he said, because he couldn't do what he normally does. Speaking of doing normal things, I think in the wings in our paddock, we have some of these horse races from over the weekend from the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup is the second richest day in racing, if you don't know what it is. And there's all kinds of races on all kinds of turf and dirt and, you know, all-weather track and different ages of horses, from the juvenile to the classic, that kind of stuff. And boy, it was like that. The music was playing. It was a weekend of upsets, a weekend of a lot of long shots winning. I think Matt has them queued to roll. Let's hear some of those races, Matt, from the Breeders' Cup.
Game on, Nude has the lead. Yes, Drosselmeyer out of there. Pull out! Drosselmeyer from nowhere. And Drosselmeyer and Mike Smith have beaten Chantel Sutherland on Game on, Nude. Ruler on Ice finishes third. And Hubrider Grace was fourth. What a finish to the Classic.
Yeah, what a finish in the Classic. That's a big race. Drosselmeyer far back in the pack, far outside lane, catches Game on, Dude, and wins the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic. And what's interesting about that win is the fact of the payoff. So this is three-year-olds and up. It's 1 mile on the turf. Drosselmeyer to win would have paid $31.60. Pretty sweet. And this was a big win. It was a jockey who I like, who suffered one of the worst losses of his career in that race a year ago, and he turned it around by winning this time. And this, I think it was unexpected. And he got up to the final yards. He wins by 1.5 lengths over, as I said, Game On Dude. Set the pace pretty much from the start to, who set the pace from the start to the finish. And he was able to come around and nip him at the end. So you know what? Those races, it's just like we're talking about in politics. It's never over until it's over. We might have another race or two. Do we have any other races?
Nope.
Just that one. All right. Let me tell you about some of the other races, cause they were amazing. And a race that many of our listeners can relate to with the Lexington, Kentucky connections. Court Vision was the second most unlikely winner probably in the Breeders' Cup history, maybe. That's a headline I read. And I thought, you know what? They're right about that. Do you know that this horse was a 64-1 shot who hadn't won a race in more than 13 months? Court Vision, incredible. What did it pay to win? $138.60. That's an upset. This is three-year-olds and up, 1 mile turf. Breeders' Cup mile. Holding on by a whisker. I mean, this was a tight finish and a huge win. It's wild because Court Vision didn't look like it had anything else to give, and certainly it did, and wow. And this, it was purchased as a stallion prospect by B. Wayne Hughes earlier in the year and looked to be past his prime. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And these were some clear examples of it, not the only ones. So in case you just tuned in, the Breeders' Cup is the end-of-the-year races, and it's kind of a test of Thoroughbred's talent and ability, and it showcases some of the best competition around, even internationally, because you don't have just American horses. You have international competition in as well, and it's a series of races over now 2 days, and that was probably one of the more exciting things, plus the classic, I think. When you go to the windows, it's you're just rolling the dice, just like those horses who lined up the long shots.
Duh. Winning.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.